with more carbon dioxide in our atmosphere than at any time in human history, and sea levels rising at a faster rate than ever before, it is clear that our world is facing a global climate crisis. Despite our urgency, did you know that over two-thirds of businesses have reported having no plan for sustainability at all? Now, with small businesses comprising over 99% of all businesses in both the US and the UK, their participation is absolutely critical in making a significant environmental impact. Corporate social responsibility has proven to be an important issue for consumers as well, as 87% of buyers admit they will make a purchase simply because a company advocated for an issue that they care about. Clearly, the time is now for businesses to begin tracking their carbon footprints and goals for sustainability. Enter SDG Assessment, an application that helps small businesses and fast-growing companies easily report sustainability, ESG, and corporate social responsibility performance. Hello, I am your host, Mike Lake, and in today's preview, I will be talking with Cheyenne Young, co-founder and COO of this groundbreaking sustainable solution for small businesses.
Innovation. Resiliency. Discovery. Join Mike Lake, President and CEO of Leading Cities, as we explore the technologies shaping the possibilities of our future with a preview of tomorrow.
Hello and welcome, Sean. Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Preview of Tomorrow. And once again, thank you to all of our listeners and viewers for joining us again. I'd love to introduce you all to Cheyenne Young. She is the co-founder and COO of SDG Assessment, a web and mobile app created to assist small businesses to track their ESG funding and investments, measure and reduce their carbon footprint, and gain environmental market leadership. So, Cheyenne, tell us, how is it that you got inspired to do this work and what motivates you?
Well, I'm going to give you now a history, and it's going to be like zip really fast, right?
All right, I'm ready.
Basically, I was homeless for 7 years as a teenage girl, right? And then I was bedridden for 2 years with malnourishment. And as I lay in the bed, I got a vision of a center that would show people how to care for themselves, how to care for their planet, because I believe when a human is in turmoil, turmoil is outside them. And there's too many people in turmoil. So then I thought, I'm 6 stone. I can't walk. What am I going to do with that vision, right? And then I walked on a journey of entrepreneurship. I run a business, 5,000 women I impacted, and then went on to winning 2 awards and publishing a book of my journey. And in 2005, I stood with 200,000 people in Edinburgh, holding hands around the whole of Edinburgh, to end poverty, SDG number one, right? And then I realized that that wasn't working. So I kept on going on my entrepreneurial journey. So I've been a serial entrepreneur for 20 years. And then I met my now husband and partner, who had had a dream about a center that would teach people how to build sustainable businesses. And he'd written a business plan before he met me. I know, it's crazy. And then we met and we found out we'd had the same dream, and we were just blown away. And then we founded the Center for Sustainable Action, which is an ecosystem cooperative for entrepreneurs to come and just, you know, feel a space there. And then by researching and speaking to our audience, we realized they needed a tool. And that's how we come to the app. So we've built the tool from listening, and that's my journey.
Well, that is a powerful story. And I love that there's a love story wrapped into it as well. I mean, it's just the perfect package.
It's everything you need, right?
That's right. I mean, we should really just end the interview right now. But this is actually a huge problem that you're tackling. And I mean, when we talk about business, I think people tend to think of, you know, the major multinational corporations out there, you know, whether it's Coca-Cola or McDonald's or Amazon, Google, whatever it is. But the reality is almost 100%, like 99.9% of businesses are actually small businesses. And they have their important part to play in everybody's ability to create a more sustainable way of life and a healthier, more sustainable planet. But what I've understood getting to know SDG assessment is that they just don't know how to begin that journey, how they can play out their role in that puzzle piece that we're all, that puzzle that we're all trying to figure out our own piece. So tell us a little bit more about the challenges faced by small businesses in terms of becoming more sustainable.
The first challenge is finance would be what small businesses would say, and then time, and then knowledge. If you can't afford to pay for a consultant to come in and give you knowledge, then you can't gain that knowledge. Mm. And if you can't afford to implement a project because in your head it's going to cost a lot of money and you haven't got that money spare and you haven't got the energy or time to implement it, then people are just getting stuck. And I done a survey actually of 107 businesswomen to ask their barriers to sustainability, and 51% of them had no sustainable goals at all in their business. And when I asked why, it was because they were in apathy, because they had no idea where to start. And when I asked, do you want to start? 85% of them replied, they want to start. So there's a real hunger to move forward. But all of the strategy that seems to be out there is very top-down strategy for corporations, for people who have a budget, have a sustainability department. When you're talking to someone, I've had conversations with people who run like B&Bs, right? For them, energy prices going high, it's a massive problem. But do you think their customers will switch the lights off? No, right? So they're trying to, with no knowledge or support, inform their customers to turn off the lights, turn the tap off. All these simple things that add up when you've got an Airbnb or a B&B full of people coming around, a high turnover of people. And then speaking to them, they don't know where to start. Like, how do they change that with no budget? And SDG number 17 is one of my favorites. I love them all. And that's why I love the app. It's all about all of them. Partnerships, you know? So this is the problem. There's like two-thirds of business don't have any plan as well. And so what I'm seeing as well is that's a challenge for corporations. Because you're talking about a big corporation, but if you look into it, in the UK, I know at least 77% of their supply chain is small business. So for corporations trying to reduce their impact, and if you look at it like a tanker, they can't turn that fast. But small businesses can move like that. Entrepreneurs are fast, savvy people, you know?
Absolutely.
And you can turn them.
What I've just realized from what you said is that small businesses have the ability to be more agile, but collectively, as you said, in the UK with 77% of the supply chain, are actually creating a bottleneck. It's like counterintuitive. unless they have the means by which they can do something about this. So I just want to clarify one thing. When you talk about them not having a plan, mm-hmm. What might a plan look like?
Well, for instance, let's use the B&B. She's actually a bee. She just does bed, no breakfast, right? She was talking to me about this issue about lights and energy. And I said to her that you could gamify the solution. Now, it's not that expensive when you're doing it grassroots to make something fun, rewards, partnership with people, and put a rewards thing in place for your clientele that if they switch the lights off, if they turn the taps off, if they close the windows when the heating's on, then they can get rewards. So there's a simple plan that can be implemented, and then the person can prove that they've done a sustainable plan and then go for funding to get the light switches that use the key. And then the lights turn off when they leave, and you've now moved a stage forward in your sustainable journey as a business owner.
Wow, that's fascinating. So it's clear, I mean, from a B or a B&B to, you know, any business that we can imagine. I mean, there truly is a lot that every small business owner can do to play that part in this overall effort to create a more sustainable planet. Tell us more about SDG assessment and how this helps small business owners to do just that.
Well, at the moment, there is no practice or way that small businesses report on their ESGs and sustainability. There's no report. There's no interest in doing that. Mm-hmm. And so, first of all, we meet business owners where they are. We understand, like, I'm just going to use that example again. We understand if we meet that person there and hold a conversation with them and open up the reality that actually that's a change they can do. And that change eventually, is after 12 months, is going to benefit them. They will be able to get more funding. They would have reduced their expenditure with their utility bills. And so by doing the assessment, what they do is they follow a methodology that we have, and also they look at all the SDGs. So many people are like, what are SDGs? Hmm. So it's an education first. It's the ecosystem with which the app works. We work in partnership with people. So if somebody's done the assessment, they've created a plan. It's not about just leaving it there. It's about then letting them join the ecosystem that supports them to feel empowered throughout that journey to come to the end of that year and have their benchmark report. And what we're doing by doing this is now we're building data around all the small businesses, 98% of business, massive impact on the economy. We're building data at where they are, what they understand in the journey towards sustainability, and empowering them to start taking action. And then there's a level 2 on the app as well, so that you can go deeper into it. And then you're working towards real sustainable systemic change in business by using the app. But the app has been made by me and my colleagues. And I've been an entrepreneur for 20 years. I get the mentality. I know it needs to be fast, smart, fun. Get it in there, you know, just report, just move forward. So we tie all of that in to make the app an easy step for businesses to take and a very impactful step. And it is on blockchain, so it is immutable. When they do their record, we know there's no greenwashing here. So when they advertise to their customer base that they are sustainable, then there is proof that they are sustainable, you know,
and back it up. Yeah.
Oh, there's so much more coming. I can't reveal it all today, but. Oh.
Well, yes. It's really exciting because, you know, that empowerment piece is the part that really does excite me. I mean, there's clearly plenty of issues for us to be tackling in our daily lives, our personal lives, in our work lives. But if you don't feel empowered to do something, then you just don't take action. And inaction is probably the greatest threat against, you know, facing this planet right now. I mean, we talk about everything else, but it's inaction that is the biggest threat. So, you know, thinking 10, 25, 50 years into the future, every small business in the world has discovered SDG assessment and is implementing it using the app. They're following that app. What does that mean? What does it mean to that business owner? What does it mean to the planet?
Right. So this question really excites me. Like, I have to take a breath. Because what it means, you know, actually, you can take a breath. There's cases of children dying in London from lung issues due to pollution in the air, right? So let's just start there. We could breathe clean air. Can you imagine the amount of illnesses, the better well-being? That is just on a personal level for you and your families. Like, pandemics are to do with the degradation of our environment. So imagine And the process, I wanted to tell you about the actual methodology behind what we do.
Yeah.
It is a five-step process of learn, develop, implement, optimize, and sustain. Mm. And the person who goes through the app, this has been a well-researched methodology. It has case studies backing it up. And so what I've done, this was, remember I told you the love story where my husband and I, his co-founder,
yes,
met? Well, he created this through years of research, right? And he has pioneering sustainable strategy books on it. But I was hanging out with him and I was like you just said, the missing piece is action. And the action comes from the human element. It comes from empowering humans to realize that no matter how bad it is, and I told you how bad it was for me, if you take little steps of action going forward, you can create massive change. So I extrapolated my own model of health and well-being, sustainable health and well-being, out of this same methodology. And that step that we take has been proven. I've done case study research on it as well. That once you've done it once, you know the path. You know how to do it. So you want to improve your health. Start at the beginning. You learn about it. Where are you? What do you need to do? Which is what the SDG app does at the beginning. And then you develop a plan, which is what you do with the app. And then you implement that plan. And then you observe it and optimize it. And then you sustain it by being so joyful because the action you've created has had a tipping point. And we live in a planet that is fresh, it's green. Business owners are not killing themselves to try and make business happen. And we're not killing the planet, you know? So that is a really exciting question. I've never been asked on a podcast before. But I'm so glad that you asked me that, because that's what we could do if we create a massive movement of action in small businesses to become sustainable. And actually, it's nice.
You know, your answer reminds me of the story of the little girl and the starfish. Do you ever hear this one?
I've had a little girl with a star from the sky, but not the starfish.
After a big storm, a little girl and her father were walking on the beach, and there were hundreds of thousands of starfish that had all been washed up onto the beach. And she asked her dad what was going to happen to them. And he explained that they couldn't survive out of water. So she bent down, she picked one up, and she threw it back into the ocean. And he said, honey, that's sweet, but you can't save them all. It's not going to matter. And she looked at her father and she said, it mattered to that one.
Mm.
And that's, you know, it's that ability to take that first step, to not be overwhelmed by the grand challenge, but to know our little piece that each of us can do really does create that ripple effect for greater possibilities moving forward. Well, Sean, I'm just so excited by not only this conversation, but the work you're doing. I find it to be so inspiring. For others who want to learn more, what's the best way to get in touch or learn more about SDG assessment?
So there's sdgassessment.com is our website. We have a nice blog on there, so you can keep up to date with what we're doing on there. There is SDG assessment on LinkedIn, or you can check me out on LinkedIn, Sean Young, or Dr. James is on LinkedIn. Just SDG assessment, really.
Perfect.
So we're actually the top page of Google, and we're a new business, and we're organically the top in the search. So you just need to type our name in Google.
That's worth congratulations enough. So congratulations. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Preview of Tomorrow. I really have been feeling blessed to have had this conversation. Thank you.
And thank you for tuning in to this episode of Preview of Tomorrow. Listeners like you are essential to advancing our efforts to drive resiliency and sustainability for all. I ask that you give us a rating on Apple Podcasts or whichever streaming platform you prefer. Your feedback helps us to grow and share these brief previews of what life in the future can be. In addition to thanking our guest today, I want to thank Peter Roy and Demetria Bridges for making this podcast possible. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and encourage others to also join us each week in previewing the possibilities of tomorrow.
Preview of Tomorrow is brought to you by Leading Cities, a global nonprofit driving resilience and sustainability for all by unleashing the potential of the world's cities. Join them at leadingcities.org.